We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Welcome to the Solid Verbal.
The Solid Verbal.
Come after me! I'm a man! I'm 40!
I've heard so many players say, well, I want to be happy. You want to be happy for a day? Eat a steak.
It's that woo woo!
And now, Dan and Ty.
Welcome back to the Solid Verbal, boys and girls. My name is Ty Hildebrand. His name is Dan Rubenstein. SolidVerbal@gmail.com. is the email address. Don't forget to go on out to verballers.com for the Patreon. Don't forget to follow along on social media. Sir, Mr. Rubenstein, how are you?
I'm good. I am currently looking at the college football subreddit on reddit.com, which is one of the two subreddits I look at. It's this and the pizza one, which I'm now posting on, by the way.
Oh, you've made it to the posting state. Okay.
Oh, my God. Yeah, oh, absolutely. I have. It doesn't look like there's a bunch of news to talk about. Michigan loses Giles Jackson, who was sort of their speedy all-purpose weapon. A lot of reverses. Was a promising receiver. So he looks like he's in the transfer portal. I don't think there's a lot of current stuff to talk about unless you want to get into Murray State, Eastern Illinois, Tennessee State, UT Martin. I'm okay.
I'm good. I think I'm good actually.
Yeah, I'm glad the kids are playing football, he says as an ancient human. But no, I mean, aside from there's some recruiting news. I think Miami got a blue chip quarterback. Arkansas got a top tier safety. It's March. There's nothing too much we can talk about right now. I guess quarterback recruiting is somewhat interesting because that's where the dominoes tend to fall pretty far ahead of signing day. But I'm all right, and I'm very excited for today's show. And I also have early reviews of YouTube coaching clinic speeches.
YouTube coaching clinic speeches. Okay.
Yeah. If you look for coaches you enjoy.
Yeah.
Head coaches, sometimes coordinators. There's a good chance that a video of them giving a coaching clinic is on YouTube. And I watched Kirby Smart. I watched Lincoln Riley. I've watched Sark. I've watched Nick Saban. There's a number of really good ones you can watch. And they're like an hour long. And you get a peek inside head.
Let's stay here for a second. Because you've been sending me these links and I've been watching. I think I watched the Sark ones that you sent over. Who is the best that you've watched? Just from an entertainment standpoint.
I saw a Chip Kelly one a long time ago that was really good. I think it was at an old Nike clinic because he was so plain and direct. And he was like, yeah, this is what he runs. This is what I run. And this is how we just F up teams with it. It's not that difficult. He was just very frank. And that was a fun watch. I enjoyed the Sark one, which I had sent to you recently.
Sark was good, yeah.
The thing, so it's college coaches reviewing their offenses or defenses or philosophies about coaching in general to a room packed full of either smaller school, like smaller level college coaches, or a lot of high school coaches, I think is the target audience. It's about coaching development and
relationships. Yeah, it's a coaching TED Talk is what it is.
It totally is. And it's also, I mean, it's good for high school coaches to learn from these guys who have succeeded and also to network, because as we know, a number of prominent head coaches and coordinators have come from the high school ranks up. It's not always just guys starting out as low-level college guys and working their way up. A lot of time it's, you know, Art Briles and Gus Malzahn and Chad Morris, guys like that. So though it's fascinating to watch. They all start out the same way, which is complimenting the hell out of the coaches. You guys are doing the real work.
That's right.
You guys are the backbone of this sport. Yes. So I've been watching some of that, but really there isn't a ton to talk about. I saw some Pac-12 schools are wrapping up spring practice. I think Oregon starts in a week or two. So not too much. I'm excited to see, not excited, but eager to see what the transfer portal looks like after the spring season.
Well, on today's show, we're going to do something that we've wanted to do for a long time.
Yeah.
This is the How's Your Marriage show, Dan.
Yeah.
This is the How's Your Marriage show, except we're not talking about our marriages.
Well, not if I have anything.
You want to, and I know you. It will end up there, but here's where we're going to start. Where we're going to start is by looking at marriages between coaches and programs, coaches and institutions. We're going to evaluate the health of said relationships. So we've got a big list here. I don't know if we'll get through all of these, but some guys might be on the hot seat. Some guys maybe are doing pretty well or have been in a state of stagnation for a while. Some are very much on the rise. So we're really going to run the gamut here, evaluate the health of some of these relationships. A coaching standpoint, maybe more, I don't know.
Right.
And we're going to see where we stand here. We're two married guys. We can evaluate our relationship, right?
We absolutely, we did this, 2017, way back when?
I didn't even know we did.
Yeah, we tied it to steaminess. And I got to tell you, once again, this is going to be a sexist landmine for us. And we're going to do our best to avoid any pratfalls here. But yeah, I think we're going to evaluate relationship marriages, steam factor, and whether or not everything, you know, the charcoal is still burning bright between these two entities. Be it, I think we've got mostly coaches in schools, but also maybe bigger, broader ideas and bigger, broader relationships, if that makes sense.
Why don't we start out very broad?
Do you have a sound to lead us into?
I mean,
the
only one I have is
concept.
I'm spicy.
I feel like spicy is a pretty good one here.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Okay.
Such a versatile sound.
Indeed. Yeah. Where are we starting? Your choice.
We're starting with Power 5 football and its marriage, its open relationship with the NCAA, Dan.
It's open?
I don't know. I just wanted to say open relationship.
Do you want me to explain what that term means?
I'm aware of what the term means. Thank you, Dan. I'm older than you. Okay. Keep that in mind.
That's true.
Power 5 football in the NCAA. So this is an interesting space to be in right now. The NCAA, how would we describe its relationship with Power 5 football? Why don't
it
we
enforces
start
rules. It's organizational on some level, but it's mostly there to organize the structure of eligibility and enforce rules that affect eligibility. So it's I suppose, very concerned security guard.
And Power 5 football strikes me as the kind of person that's been working out, looking in the mirror, feeling real good about itself.
Oh, okay.
And starting to look at that NCAA and wonder, do we really want to stay? Do we really want to have the old ball and chain here? The NCAA be kind of with us forever? Like, are we outgrowing? Are we getting too good for the NCAA? And I worry that these two may be headed for Splitsville at some point.
Do you think, I don't think you're necessarily incorrect. Do you think that they've been together for so long and grown apart? Like, dinner parties can get pretty uncomfortable.
Yeah.
There are a couple that at a dinner party, one of them says something that the rest of the table's like, I'm sorry, did he say this is how he feels about this group of people? Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, did he just talk about what is he going off on? And the partner in that relationship, the spouse in that relationship, is getting more and more embarrassed all the time. And wondering as they glide into their elder stage of their lives, into the twilight years.
Right.
Is this who they really should be spending time with? Are they still aligned as personalities, as a couple? That's the type of relationship right now. Now, it's very difficult to find that person later in life, I think. You really have to be able to come across a lot of personalities. And now, maybe you're just, in the case of Power 5 football, you just want to be single.
Yeah.
You just want to be a bachelor or bachelorette.
And
you just
want
to enjoy your life. And you want to go on the vacations you want to go on. You want to go to the restaurants you want to go to. You want to buy the car you want to buy. You want to decorate your house the way you want to decorate your house. That's what I feel like we're in right here.
I feel like this is
Power 5 in the NCAA.
This is a relationship that may need counseling. And Power 5 is looking at the NCAA saying, spark's gone. And the NCAA doesn't want to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're willing to go to counseling. They're willing to do whatever they can to rekindle that old flame. A lot of times you get to that point, there is no rekindling to be had, Dan. So I worry about this relationship. I really do. I understand where both are coming from. But Power Five, man, it's got room to grow. It's got room to grow.
Do you think
on its own.
The NCAA has gotten used to a certain lifestyle.
Yeah, I do.
And are now worried that, we're going to have to move from this lakeside cottage, this lakeside mansion, into a condo in the city.
Yeah, they don't want that.
Without Power 5.
They don't. Mark Emmert does not want that.
I don't think so. So, yeah, I think counseling or just they really have to spice things up and change their ways. If that's even possible this late in life. I don't know.
Let's jump to what I think is the opposite side of the spectrum, Dan.
Okay.
Let's talk about Dan Mullen and University of Florida.
Right.
As opposed to Power 5 and the NCAA, which I feel like may be two ships drifting in opposite directions, I feel like the Mullen-Florida relationship is one of those deals where they start wearing matching jackets. Like,
okay. They
go way back. Each's identity has so much in common with the other that they just sort of morph into the same entity altogether.
Mm-hmm.
You ever met a couple like that where, you know, they're wearing like matching jean jackets or something? They become one in the same.
You're talking about like the Brad Pittization of a relationship where he's with Aniston and his hair is blonde. He's with Jolie, his hair is black. Like he takes on, he's a shapeshifter.
Yeah.
As it relates to his relationship partner.
Yeah. In this case, I guess what I'm feeling about the Mullen Florida Union here is that Florida is just going to take on all the characteristics of Dan Mullen, that he's going to be successful there. He's been successful there in the past, so he knows the school. They have a lot in common.
It's a weird way to talk about a side of a relationship.
I know, isn't it? It's a very strange
he's
way.
He's been successful there.
So, yeah, I didn't even notice that when I said it. But
no, it's okay. Continue.
Where do you stand on the Mullen Florida thing?
There is an element to Mullen in Florida, not to say that Dan Mullen cheated by leaving Mississippi State in his wake because he accomplished a lot of very impressive things at Mississippi State and in Starkville. But there is an element where his name keeps coming up for jobs, even at Florida, where he just won the East. They just broke through. The Gators did. Under Dan Mullen, beat Georgia, ended up scoring a ton of points on Alabama. And even though Kyle Trask is gone, Kyle Pitts is gone, what do you call him, K-pop, that I think there is some doubt among Florida fans that he's sort of at his ceiling and that it'll be more difficult to break through the Alabama side of things. There's also a side to me that with Dan Mullen's name coming up for so many jobs so often, I think Dan Mullen has a lot of emotional friendships with other schools. And that is a tricky relationship to be in, almost like you got together with somebody who cheated on their spouse with you. Now you're together, but you're still like, well, this person's a cheater that I'm now with. And so what does that say about our relationship? I think there's an element to that with Dan Mullen in Florida. Things are going great, charming, and really getting the most out of the relationship. But there is that element that, like you said, it's got to be his way. And is his way always the best for the relationship? Not so sure.
I did not expect you to explore the cheating side of this.
Yeah. Well, I mean, does his name not come up? Dan Mullen would be interested in an NFL job, should one come up and be interested in Dan Mullen's services. Now, maybe that was all smoke, but there seems to always be smoke with Dan Mullen and jobs in college football.
That's a really interesting angle, Dan.
Emotional friendships.
Yeah, I didn't consider that before. I think we're still a little bit of ways off from that.
Okay.
I feel like Florida needs to get to the top of the SEC before that's a real conversation, a real worry.
Yeah.
From the Florida side. But
is there an element of Florida having a tremendous relationship for a stretch, though it did go south with, say, Dan Mullen's brother? And now Florida,
right,
is, you know, they were with Stan Mullen.
Stan Mullen, sure.
And Dan's always going to be compared to Stan because they're tied together. And now Florida's like, well, Stan is off doing his thing and it didn't work out. Let's go with Dan Mullen. The lesser of the Mullens, but a terrifically impressive Mullen.
Still a Mullen nonetheless. Okay.
Correct.
You really threw me for a loop, so I want to move on now. I want to go a different direction.
I went for a long walk a little while ago and thought these through. Continue.
Ken Niumatalolo.
Oh.
And Navy. So look, I'm going to say something here.
Listen.
I would anticipate a large chunk of our listening audience would take some umbrage to. But I'm going to say it anyway because we're all friends. Friends here. I feel like with the frequency that Ken Niumatalolo, I can't even say his name, that his name comes up with
Ken,
thank you, with other jobs, that there must at least be some interest from his side. Is that fair to say? I know he's interviewed other places.
Oh, yeah. Of course, yes.
And yet he's still at Navy. Navy's going to keep him for as long as he's willing to stay. This, to me, has the element of a high school relationship that it's just sort of always been. And now, as we get a little bit later in life, there may be one of the two partners that's willing to just explore, test the waters and see what's out there. And I feel like that may be Ken in this case, Dan.
Okay. Yeah. I think you're onto something. I thought about this in terms of Ken Niumatalolo and Navy. You notice how I just nailed the name right there casually?
Mm-hmm.
Ken and Navy are from a small town. They have a very specific relationship and specific history and specific accent and way of doing things. And I'm not saying that Ken is tired of Navy, but maybe Ken wants to take the train into the big city and understand a way of life that's different than what he's used to.
Right.
And not that Navy's holding him back, because Navy understands Ken. Like, they have a great rapport. But there is something about their very specific relationship and references and preferences that Ken Niumatalolo is saying, this has been a great relationship. I wouldn't change a thing. And I know I come at things from a very specific perspective, but I don't know, maybe I'd like to take a siesta before a late dinner at 10 p.m. and see what that's like.
Yeah. This, you know what this is, Dan, now that I think about it? Ken, on his Facebook profile, still has listed, when it says interested in, he still has interested in small, mid-major college football programs. Has that listed. He does not have any entry, though, at least not publicly, in that married field. And so you might be passing by, you might be Ken's friend, say, wow, he's still interested in X. We know he's married to X, but we don't see any listing of that. Why?
It's true. I think that's a good comparison.
And
I
it's was not
of...
overt. It's not in your face.
No.
Not trying to cause a ruckus. And it's very easy for Ken to just say, look, I don't go on Facebook that much. Doesn't mean anything to me. Probably means a lot to Navy, though, doesn't it? Navy might not even know about it. Maybe they can see it.
I was on a very similar mind path. Do you remember when Instagram would let you see somebody's likes?
Oh, yeah. Oh.
The accounts that they've liked.
Oh, yeah.
And first of all, hilariously evil feature. Just incredible. But then you would hear about politicians, or you would hear about, you know, big famous people that are in relationships, but liking all of the posts of this person that they're not in a relationship with. And all those posts are that person is scantily clad on a beach somewhere, or it's a politician who's like the sexualization of our youth. Blah, blah, blah. And then you look at their likes and it's maybe some adult film stars. Maybe, and they didn't realize that they were being kind of overt with who they truly are, which is fine. But there is that element to Ken Niumatalolo. His quirks and preferences are on display, whether he knows it or not.
Yeah. He's looking. He's open for business.
Sure. But the thing is somebody in a bigger city, with a different job, from a different background, are they going to be into his Delco accent?
Right. Yeah, it's unclear.
Right. Like, it's a very specific personality that he has that he doesn't know how it's going to play somewhere else. But he's willing to roll that dice. I can evolve. I can change. I can fit in. I'm a chameleon.
Speaking of which, Dan.
By the way, the Delco accent is just my favorite sound in America.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's a thing.
What's that? That's suburban Philly?
Suburban
Philly. Delaware County?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, a lot of water, a lot of phone.
Phone. Talk on the phone.
Phone. I know it well.
Okay.
Speaking of aggressive personalities, let's talk about Herm Edwards.
Oh, let's do it. Here we are.
So Herm Edwards, actually, when he announced his marriage to Arizona State, made some waves because it was almost like an online type of thing. Remember, he got, was it the fight song wrong or the mascot wrong? He got some key
right, right.
Fact.
He's like,
what
he
was
said
that?
Something about Sun Devils and being Catholic. Yeah. Oh, no, it was somebody said, they asked him a question and they announced that they were from Devil's Digest. And he was like, I don't know about that. I'm a Catholic.
Yeah.
Like,
well, it was just a weird thing where he had been thrust into the situation and right. Still didn't know enough about the partner. And so that made some waves. That made some waves. He also had a very weird philosophy at the time. You'll recall that also made waves. We got like 3 months worth of content out of that. That was awesome.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know how ASU felt about that, but they were kind of reinventing the wheel in a sense. So quirky new partner comes in. A lot of enthusiasm. Happy to be there. Trying to change the world. I understand how you get caught up in that. And I would say to some extent, Herm Edwards for sure has exceeded expectations at Arizona State. Because at least initially, I thought it was going to be a train wreck. That has not been the case. I don't know if there's been a whole lot of progression. But at least to date, I would say it's been a good experience. What is the state of affairs now with Herm at ASU, Dan? Because you'll recall, talked a few weeks back about Arizona State and how do they get over the hump? How do they get to that next level? Where are we at here? Where do you stand on Herm?
Have you ever been to dinner with a new couple, where you had been to dinner with one of those people that with another long-term spouse or partner, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, and you're just like kind of skeptical that they've moved on to this new person, maybe younger, and you're just like, I wonder how this is going to go. I wonder what they have in common. I wonder what their vibe is, their chemistry is like.
Need that
together.
Vibe, yeah.
I think I've been that person who has had a lot of dinners with friends with one person, and then I moved across the country, and what, things changed. I think Herm Edwards was introduced to a much younger spouse by a good friend of his agent and AD Ray Anderson of ASU. And I think a lot of people were skeptical of the generation gap. We're talking longtime adult NFL professional coach out of the dating game. And everybody just assumed if he were to get back in the game, it would be with somebody more mature, more his age. But he goes with somebody noticeably younger. But he's also trying to correct the errors of his ways. He's trying to approach things in a more modern way. He's dressing better. He's more thoughtful. He's trying to improve. And yes, this spouse is younger and people are talking. There are whispers. But when you spend time with them, you could see that they're a pretty good match.
So hold on. Let me pause you there for a second. I want to unpack a little bit of this generational dynamic here that you've uncovered.
Of course.
Do we feel that it's more of the old guy trying to improve himself to be a better fit? Or do we think that it's the older guy almost doing the cool substitute teacher thing where like he's just being edgy for the sake of it? Like maybe he bought a leather jacket and it doesn't fit anything with his persona, but he's doing it to try and play younger. What side of the coin here are we on with Herm?
I think Herm Edwards is somebody who has gotten a little bit older, is divorced, not by his own doing, but realizes perhaps some of the errors of his ways, and realizes that he's no good single. Mm. He needs someone. And he has a very specific energy to him. And he was like, listen, I'm just going to find somebody that's a good match. If they're tall, if they're short, if they're old, if they're young, if they're loud, if they're quiet, I'm going to find somebody who I work out well with. And it just so happens this person is young and lives in the sunshine.
Right.
And there's not a ton of big expectations of him. They just want to have a good time. Their personalities match. We like to look down on when we see that famous people, you know, maybe an older man and a younger woman or an older woman, whatever combination you're looking for, you have in mind. And we like to look down and be like, what could they possibly have in common? Well, here's the reality. If a 70-year-old is with a 30-year-old, say, it's a 40-year age gap, 30-year-old, still an adult, right? We shouldn't discount somebody. So I think we got to give them a chance, even though it seems unconventional. I think once you hang out with them and you see the experience of Herm and his younger partner, ASU, you get it. You understand what they're doing together.
I think what you're saying, and I sort of vibe with this as well.
Yeah.
This is sort of...
Do they have uncomfortable double dates with Michigan State? They do.
They
do.
They absolutely do. Mm-hmm. This is a new age relationship. Maybe they don't believe in the label marriage.
Okay.
Maybe they're just together.
No, I think they're getting something out of each other.
Common law, to some extent. I don't know.
Yeah, I think there's companionship. I think there's fun.
Yeah.
Experimentation.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
All right. Well, speaking of companionship, speaking of fun, speaking of experimentation.
I'm spicy!
Let's talk about Brett Bielema and Illinois.
Let's do it. Let's absolutely do it. Hashtag karma.
Oh, no. Okay. Bielema's from the Midwest. He was at Wisconsin, had a stint at Arkansas, been out of the game for a couple years. Now he's coming back to the Midwest, going to Illinois after they parted ways with Lovie Smith.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea how to feel about this.
Okay.
I feel like if you are Illinois, you're in the situation where you're looking for a warm body. You're looking for a warm body. You've heard all the stuff about Brett Bielema.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of just don't care, though.
Wow.
You're kind of just cool with it because you're in the market. You're willing to give it a shot. In comes Brett Bielema. He's interested, willing to go to, you know, the pub with you, throw a few back, tell some jokes, have a good time, make you feel young again, Dan.
So in this situation, if I'm to understand you, and please correct me if I'm wrong, is the background check a chlamydia test?
I'm not going quite to that extreme.
Okay. All right.
But you've heard, you know, you've heard rumblings if you're Illinois. You've heard rumblings.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just willing to look past it because you're tired of being lonely, man. You're tired of being lonely.
I think there's an element of familiarity with Brett Bielema and that division, that school, that maybe Brett Bielema, maybe this was similar. What was the movie Just Friends, Ryan Reynolds? Is that the movie Ryan Reynolds, Amy Smart, where he sings All for One?
Oh, gosh.
You know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't.
You've never seen Just Friends?
I don't think so.
Oh, it's a good movie. I think it's Anna Faris plays like a Britney Spears type. Anyway, Ryan Reynolds wears a fat suit. It's funny. There is that element of familiarity, returning home-ish. And Brett Bielema tried to make it out in the big cities, out in the world, and see how far he could go. And Illinois, been through some tough relationships.
Yeah.
And it's sort of, everybody's hoping it's right place, right time. Brett Bielema coming home. This is who he always was. Big Ten kid. Illinois looking for somebody who gets them, understands their references, went to high school together. Always sort of circled around each other, but never really made it official. Coming together and everybody's rooting for it.
Right.
And hoping for the best that, you know, Illinois has been down on their luck. Everybody's just, they want the best for Illinois. Brett Bielema had a rough go of things outside of Big Ten West. Everybody just wants it to work out.
There's a real Hallmark movie quality to this, isn't
Absolutely
there?
Absolutely there is. Yes, there is.
There's a Hallmark quality to this where the investment mm-hmm. banker from Chicago goes on a retreat. No, one of those no phone retreats.
Right. Just kind of home Alabama.
Yeah. Reconnect and meet someone that runs like a very rural tree farm.
Yeah.
And decides going to give it all up and help run the tree farm instead.
Yeah, I like that. So in this instance, maybe Brett Bielema worked in corporate lumber.
Yeah. Yeah.
And came home and was like, oh my God, Illinois. I don't know. We come from different, but at the same time, they have so much in common.
Yeah. People are either going to love this show or they're going to hate it. That's what's going to happen.
That's true of most shows.
That's what's going to happen here. Do you like this marriage, by the way? Just like superficially speaking, do we like Bielema and Illinois together?
I think they can open up a charming used bookstore. They're never going to hit the riches, but I think they could become a staple of their community. And so I'm rooting for that. Maybe serve some scones and tea. I like it.
Brett Bielema does purpose. Not strike me as a scone kind of guy, Dan.
Oh, multiple scones. I've seen the pictures of him.
He's doing
I've
the
seen
burger,
the pictures of him.
A burger
not,
joint.
No fat shaming here. No fat shaming.
No.
I just imagine player. He likes multiple scones. I like multiple scones. Sure.
I just don't strike him as refined enough to be into scones.
It's so insulting.
He needs red meat. That's what he needs.
Okay.
He's a growing boy. Where do we want to go next? Do you get to pick next?
Let's go Miami and Manny Diaz.
Great hair. Great hair.
I know you. Yeah.
Great head of hair. Familiarity with the area. Manny Diaz. If you're Miami, you're looking at Manny Diaz. He's been there before. You've always sort of known about Manny Diaz. He's always been in your circles. Knows your hometown. Dad was the mayor of your hometown.
Yeah.
Who wouldn't want to have Manny Diaz in their arm? Great head of hair. Has definitely been somebody who has been talked about in circles for many, many years. So whoever gets Manny Diaz, like, they got it made. Boy, are they lucky. Now Miami's got Manny Diaz.
Correct.
I don't know if the early going with the Manny Diaz thing has been quite the envious experience that the Hurricanes had expected or had hoped for. Now, they were able to get De'Aaron King. Were able to attract some talent, some flash, trying to recapture that swagger.
No, I think it was more than that, though. The great defensive line last year got after the quarterback. Really fun, aggressive defense. Jalen Phillips, Roche.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like the best is yet to come of this relationship. I remain very hopeful here that this is a relationship with a lot of unrealized potential. It just might take like some time, like many relationships. It has to develop organically over the course of time. Manny Diaz is still trying to find his way here as Hurricanes football coach. I feel optimistic here, Dan.
Do you remember, have you seen the movie The Graduate?
Yes, I have.
Remember the ending scene with Stop the Wedding, banging Stop the on way, the window? Yep. Yeah, it was also spoofed in, I think it was Wayne's World 2.
Right.
There is that element of Miami watching Manny Diaz as the coach of Temple, knowing that they were more perfect for each other as a couple. Banging on the glass.
Stopping the wedding.
Running away together. Themselves getting married, but not fully knowing the rhythms of what a marriage would be like. I think there's been a lot of swings, a lot of ups and downs.
Yeah.
And you look at some of the downs last year, the Clemson game, the North Carolina game, a lot of downs. And while the highs are high, the lows can be pretty embarrassingly low. And so I think there's still a couple figuring things out, that some of the lunches together on double dates couldn't have gone better. Some of the brunches, some of the dinners, really awkward for another couple or two, that they're going back at each other and it becomes very awkward. Sort of the scene in Breaking Bad. You know what I'm talking about? The dinner with the Darren Paul,
sort
of sipping the water, uncomfortably looking back and forth. There is that element to Miami and Manny Diaz, especially when you look at what quarterback looked like before De'Aaron King this year, what the offense has done on the ground or not done on the ground, committing too many penalties. So I think people think they're going to work it out. They're going to find their way. There's too much that they love about each other for it not to work out. But at the same time, you never know if something's going to come up and bite them.
Yeah.
Because there's just so much, there's a lot of raw energy and passion between the two of them.
Yeah,
so,
I you can see that. It just sort of emanates off the two of them. I do wonder if there is a quality to Miami where they are more in love with the idea of a Manny Diaz than Manny Diaz himself.
Mm. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
You know, and that worries me. That if a year or two from now, Miami has a bunch of friends sit it down and say, look, this is not going anywhere.
Yeah.
Is he going to propose? Is he not going to propose? Maybe they're not even really married yet. I don't know.
Interesting.
And I could see Miami's friend group having a heart-to-heart with it, saying, look, this isn't going anywhere.
Right.
And that forces Miami to a choice, a heartbreaking choice at that. Because, again, everyone's rooting for this couple.
Mm-hmm.
But I do worry that Miami may be more infatuated with the idea of a Manny Diaz and maybe not this one.
But then again, you see Miami and Manny Diaz do karaoke together. They sing Islands in the Stream at Louisville. And you're like, oh, my God, what a couple.
What a couple. Even when they're not doing karaoke, they finish each other's sentences. They are a very good match.
The best of them is just so easy.
Yeah.
But there are those down moments.
Mack Brown in North Carolina, Dan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
let's unpack this one a little bit more. Mac Brown, you talked earlier about the relationship between Herm Edwards and ASU. The older gentleman, maybe.
Right.
Younger spouse. Is that not true for Mac Brown?
Yes, I think they were high school sweethearts, and for whatever reason, doesn't work out. They were going to get married and have kids in their town, their hometown. But then Mac Brown wanted to go away to college. Maybe he went away to war, and things just changed. Am I comparing the University of Texas to
went to war? Oh, my God.
A combat zone abroad. Somewhat.
Went to war. He's not 100 years old, but okay.
I know. No, I think it's one of those things, of course, that Mac Brown thought he was going to have it better elsewhere. And for a long time, he did. But there's nothing like coming home. There's nothing like coming home, Ty. Coming back where the people appreciate you for who you are, not for who you aren't. How about that?
I do, you know, so if we look at Herm in ASU, you talk about one partner who is generations older than the other. I feel like that is the case to some extent with Mac and UNC, but UNC is more of an old soul. Like, it sort of fits. And plus, there is more familiarity there. They do know each other. And I think Mac Brown has proved an adaptability. He really has. These first couple years where he's been with UNC or back with UNC now, it's been really successful. They have, for sure, gone places, gone to new heights in these first couple years in a way that I don't think many of us in college football media expected. Everybody likes Mac Brown. Everybody is rooting for Mac Brown. No one was rooting actively against Mac Brown, unless you're maybe a Duke fan. I don't even know if Duke fans care about this football rivalry. But Mac Brown has clearly, I think, proven his mettle here. So I root for this couple. Mac Brown is damn likable. UNC has had flashes over the years. They've had stars move through that football program. I'm not going to pretend that it's been like a sustained chain of success at Chapel Hill on the football field. It hasn't.
Right.
Kind of an unknown quantity there. So I feel a sense of joy and optimism for this relationship.
I think you're leaving out something important. I think the fire is burning in Chapel Hill.
So
I'm not even talking embers. I'm talking big flames, Ty. I think people expected happy little marriage.
Yeah.
See their grandkids, you know, have fun. But there is so much more passion behind closed doors.
You're thinking this is a Viagra commercial, aren't you?
I'm thinking you can remember the commercial with the couple each in their own bathtub.
Yeah.
Side by side.
Right.
I don't know if we're talking about two bathtubs, Ty.
And that's a little weird for this show, but I get you.
Is that a visual you want to go to sleep with?
No, I did get a visual there. And it does disturb me at least a little bit. But yeah, a lot of like flirtatious glances, you know, just vague flirtatious glances like you'd see on one of those Viagra commercials.
Yep.
I think that's what we're talking about here, where it's like they don't come out and say it because that'd be too much for a commercial. But you know what they're getting at.
Oh, yeah. No, I think the sparks are flying, Ty.
Yeah. Okay. Scott Frost in Nebraska, Dan. I worry about this relationship. I worry there's double
heartbreak. Yeah, I mean, they're what? On again, off again?
I worry there is double heartbreak on the horizon. I worry that Scott Frost went back home. It was comfortable. It made a lot of sense. May have felt pressured into this marriage, either by his parents, someone else's parents, don't know. And on the flip side, Nebraska, look, it made a lot more sense for Nebraska than maybe it ever did for Scott Frost.
Sure,
but
of course.
Here we are.
All the success he had. Yeah.
Here we are. A little bit on the rocks, Dan. Fair to say, a little on the rocks?
I think Nebraska in this situation, or Scott Frost in this situation, one of them is, did you watch Parks and Rec?
Sorry, I was drinking, taking a sip. No, not to the extent that you did. I've seen clips,
a lot of volatility. There's a Tammy Too situation. Played by Megan Mullally, and then Ron Swanson, of course, Nick Offerman. It's just an on-again, off-again relationship. Of course, Scott Frost initially goes to Stanford, comes back home to Nebraska, where he succeeds. Leaves, you know, he's at, what, Northern Iowa and Oregon and UCF, and comes back home. Can't quit each other. On again, off again. Coming home. But what's the adage, Ty? You can never truly go home. And there is that element, that volatility there as well, where they just didn't think about what they were getting into.
Yeah.
With each other.
Yeah.
They didn't realize the baggage involved when they thought, well, this is perfect. We have all the same old friends, same old stomping grounds, but they didn't realize same old issues.
Issues. Scott Frost didn't know about like the $40,000 in credit card debt, like just little things like that.
I'm sorry, that's attached to me now too? That's the rule? What? Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of situations where his name is the only one on the car loan. And he's fine with it because there is a genuine love there. But should he choose to go elsewhere, that doesn't wash off.
Right. Yeah. You're not wrong.
Scott Frost in Nebraska. Watch out for
him. Seems headed for Splitsville.
Crazy kids.
Yeah.
What about Mike Gundy in Oklahoma State? They've been together a long time.
Yeah.
Mike Gundy may fall a little bit into that category where the partner's wondering, okay, what'd you say out in public? What'd you wear out in public? Maybe not the proudest of that, but you know, they've been together for so long.
Mm-hmm.
You sort of accept the other for who they've become. It's okay for the most part.
I think they've been snappy with each other at family functions.
You think?
And it embarrasses the hell out of their kids and grandkids.
So I'm assuming you're saying that Mike Gundy is the one who's been the embarrassing party.
Yeah, for the most part, yeah. Mike Gundy in front of the world, in front of, you know, the family functions, weddings, confirmations, bar mitzvahs, you name it. He's always just... You got to take what he says with a grain of salt.
Yeah.
Because people are going to get a little bit riled up about him. And his kids, his grandkids know that, like, well, that's just old Pop. He's going to say some stuff.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you're like, he's losing friends.
Mm-hmm.
Cousins stop showing up at the functions.
Right.
One of the kid makes up an excuse. A kid makes up an excuse not to come. I think there's that element where maybe Oklahoma State and Mike Gundy, behind closed doors, it's been more of a marriage of convenience. They both have these great jobs. You know, they got this great house. Everything's going. The kids are great. They seem like they have a good life publicly. But behind closed doors, there's a lot of concern there. There's a lot of animosity.
This is a situation where maybe, like, Mike Gundy's a little too active on Facebook.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
All the family members are friends with him, but maybe have muted him.
They have all muted him. They've all muted
Gundy. You
know? Yeah.
To the extent where there's big news in the Gundy family, and a lot of those closest to him, family members, don't actually know about it because they've muted that social media feed.
Oh, definitely.
And I'm not saying this, you know, I'm not even touching up against the political angle here, which we know exists, but
Right. Maybe
he's just an oversharer.
Yep.
Uses Facebook like it's Twitter. We all know people like that.
Mm-hmm. Got to get every thought out there.
Got to get it out there. A lot of uncomfortable memes. Yeah.
You feel a little bit for Oklahoma State because nobody can really remember or picture them with anybody else. But also, it appears Oklahoma State has a track record of not having the best spouses, not having the best taste.
And maybe Oklahoma State's liked a couple of those posts, has encouraged some of that social media behavior. I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's right. Yeah, I think they're, you know, we can remember the good years well, but it's hard to ignore the full picture.
I still don't ever see this going for Splitsville.
Wow. Okay.
I really don't.
Could you see Gundy cheating on Oklahoma State? Or sort of ending things?
Ending things, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which do you think would end things first?
It seems like Gundy's tried to end things. Gundy's had wandering eyes and just thinking that, you know, maybe this spouse isn't good enough for him.
Yeah.
Maybe there's a better spouse in Knoxville. But ultimately, Oklahoma State has been the most familiar. Ultimately, he's a Stillwater guy, has the long track record. But at this point, I think he may have missed his window. I think he's getting a little saggy.
Saggy? Watch out.
Yeah, I think his hearing's going a little bit. I just think the appeal of Mike Gundy to another school perhaps wasn't what it was in 2014.
Final two.
I think nature and gravity have taken its course.
Final two. And I feel like each is on a different side of the relationship spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
On one hand, we've got Luke Fickell in Cincinnati. On the other, we've got Gus Malzahn and UCF.
Yeah.
So, of course, we know the drill here. Luke Fickell has been tremendously successful in his relationship with Cincinnati, so much so that definitely a lot of wandering eyes out there. People asking the question. On him. Do we want to be with
Luke
Fickell?
Not him outward, yeah.
Do we want to be with Luke Fickell? And on the flip side, we've got Gus Malzahn, who was a darling for many years with Auburn Tigers. That relationship recently dissolved. UCF was in a position, needed that warm body quick. They were able to pick up Gus Malzahn.
Mm-hmm. I have... I'm going to try to be vague about this.
Okay, please do.
I have a friend who's friends with a moderately famous actor. And when that actor was younger and began dating his now wife, his friends all said, she's real nice. Not what I expected.
Ooh.
From somebody he would date.
Ooh.
Very different.
Okay.
Real sweet. Just not what we'd expected for him in a long-term relationship.
So that's not a compliment?
Just different. Not a compliment. Hard to take that as a compliment.
Yeah, right.
If somebody's immediately talking about your personality and not necessarily the full picture, then not full compliment.
No, it doesn't feel like a compliment the way that you describe it.
But everybody thinks this pseudo-famous actor is great.
Right.
Great looking, charming, funny. She's like, huh, that's a different direction than what I would have expected.
Right.
And Luke Fickell clearly loves Cincinnati. Feels like Cincinnati's great for him. Has turned down the wandering eyes of others. And Luke Fickell he's done such a great job in this relationship. Super attentive. Organized, considerate, still brings the fire. I mean, Luke Fickell in Cincinnati in a restaurant bathroom, you didn't hear it from me.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But is the complete package. The concern, though, is Luke Fickell wants to build a bigger house. Luke Fickell wants to go on bigger vacations. And Cincinnati's just like, well, I like our little cottage.
Right.
Well, I like going to the Poconos. I like going to the Adirondacks. I don't know about Europe. I don't know about Asia.
You're saying this is an introvert, extrovert type of thing.
I think there is that element where it plays really well. There's a good yin and yang
to
Luke Fickell, Cincinnati. But maybe there's a more pronounced yang to Fickell's yin.
Have you ever taken the Myers-Briggs test?
I haven't, and I'm terrified.
I don't think it's a real scientific measure, but it's a measure of something. And I think it's something like they say you're a good match if you've got three of the same letters, but each of you has, you know, or maybe it's two of the same letters. There's some overlap there that mm-hmm. if you get your four letters and it's relatively the same as somebody else, that it's usually a good measure that it's going to be a decent match. I feel like maybe only one of the letters is a match here. And Luke Fickell's happy where he's at. It doesn't mean everything to him. But over the long haul, that's when the personalities come out. That's when Luke Fickell starts looking in the mirror and saying, do I really want this? This is what
you're
I
also,
want.
You're also talking about Cincinnati being the one to notice him. Mm. He's flying beneath the surface, beneath the radar. Nobody's considering Luke Fickell to be the next great husband.
Right.
But Cincinnati's had their eye on him for quite some time, and he completely fulfilled and beyond Bearcats' expectations. And so there's that sense of loyalty that Luke Fickell
is the pop
single.
Star. This is the pop star who had the high school spouse. I guess not high school spouse. Maybe. I don't know.
No, do your thing. Jerry Lee Lewis, this one.
The high school partner.
Yeah.
And then blew up and got famous. And in this case, Luke Fickell, the pop star, is still with that high school sweetheart.
Sure.
Interesting.
But you kind of know. You kind of know that with Luke Fickell going on tour, and it's just going to be tough.
It's going to be
tough. When they're in two different wavelengths in terms of how well known each entity is.
They're going to have a come to Jesus moment where they both just get it out
just
in the open.
Just in different places in life.
Get it out in the open. I feel like this is going to be an amicable breakup when it happens. It will happen.
Right.
It's going to be amicable. And they're both publicly, and I think genuinely, going to root for each other.
Stay friends for the kids.
Stay friends for the kids. Yeah. It's going to be a good relationship.
Luke Fickell has a good relationship with new dad at Cincinnati. She's like, hey, here's where the circuit breaker is.
Maybe has extra tickets to the game and invites him along.
Yeah. A seamless transition.
May even recommend the new dad to Cincinnati.
Yeah. Sure. Could be a friend of his.
Could be.
Yeah.
Could be.
Interesting. Interesting. I think we're on the same page. I think we're aligned there.
Do we have any other names here that we need to cover?
I think Gus Malzahn is clearly somebody who was in a very trying relationship. Ultimately was dumped, but got a great beach house out of it and just wants to boogie board, drink a cold beer with somebody, toes in the sand, and found somebody who just wants to be chill. Founds that match. And I think easy to get along with. They love the same stuff on Netflix. She loves that he has glasses. Like, it's just easy.
Is he the Paul Rudd character from Forgetting Sarah Marshall?
Oh, interesting. He wasn't a love story participant in that movie. But, yeah.
Just a free spirit. Yeah. There's some pain behind those eyes. He saw it with UCF.
Yeah. Maybe, you know what? I'll go a different Paul Rudd movie, if you will allow me to. What if he is the Jason Segel character from I Love You, Man? Just living in Venice, eating fish tacos, doing his thing. Doesn't have to worry about the rat race downtown. Been there, done that.
Right.
Living in a cottage.
Wearing the
Will he get
right?
put into a headlock and put to sleep by the Hulk? Lou Ferrigno? Maybe.
Maybe.
In that case, I guess that is Luke Fickell in Cincinnati. But yeah, I think there's a big sigh of relief from Gus Malzahn.
Yeah.
He was walking on eggshells with his ex. Didn't want to say the wrong thing. Didn't want to put the remote control in the wrong place. She was always going to yell at him for something. And now he just has a weight off of his shoulders. Can boogie board, eat fish tacos, and exhale.
This has been one of the weirder shows we've ever done.
In Orlando, Florida. Nowhere near the beach. Yeah.
Oh, no. Okay. So write in solidverbal@gmail.com. Let us know your thoughts on each of our breakdowns as well as the concept here.
I think people are going to have very strong opinions.
It will go one way or the other, I can tell you.
Yeah.
They're going to love it or hate it. Maybe not to the Moana extreme.
We've done this show before, I think, like 2017. Maybe I think that might have been more risque, the 2017 version.
Probably, yeah.
But now we're old. Can I ask you a question?
It depends.
Actually,
on the
here's
question.
What we're gonna do. I want to ask you a question, but here's what we're gonna do.
Okay.
You've been dodging my podcast within a podcast called How's Your Marriage for so long. What I want you to do is I want you to start answering this question. But as you start answering the question, I want you to, in post, fade out your answer and put on some sort of Dvorak track as an ode to Jade Hoy, super producer in the NBA universe.
Okay.
And we are only going to put this podcast within a podcast available. We're going to make it available to our patrons, which you can learn more at verballers.com, for a limited time.
This is the first I'm hearing of this, but so far I'm okay with this.
This is the plan I thought about when we were walking, because I have so many questions for this podcast within a podcast for some people. How's your marriage? And I want you to, I think we can use whatever language we want to use. And I don't think this will become available to anybody you don't want it to become available. It won't on my end.
This is a huge bear trap that I inadvertently walked into. Terrific.
Correct.
Terrific.
Yeah. So here's what we're going to do. Because we love hanging out with everybody in our Patreon universe, the patrons.
Use the URL. Verballers.com.
This secret podcast within a podcast called How's Your Marriage is only going to be available there if people want to learn about our marriages. That's all. Is that okay? So can I ask you, how's your marriage? Is it good?
My marriage is terrific. Yes. How about yours?
Well, I'm glad you asked. I have some thoughts. Okay, that's the end. I don't know how long that went, 20 minutes or so.
Whew.
Of how's your marriage?
Yeah.
I honestly, this is totally true. I'm not just saying this to say it. That was probably the most open you've ever been.
Yeah. No.
Most vulnerable and revealing.
I cried a little bit.
I'm totally serious. This is not a bit. I learned stuff during that about your
that's
marriage.
Good. I'm
and
glad.
I'm glad to learn it.
I'm glad I learned and me of you.
But hold on. Can we dive in real quick?
We just got done. We just dove out.
Oh, okay. Fine. It'll be part two. Okay.
Part two.
Okay.
Cool. Revolvers.com.
That was intense.
So look, solidverbal@gmail.com again is the email. Follow us on social. The Patreon, verbalers.com. It's where you can go to find the goods. Also going out to the website, solidverbal.com. We got a newsletter sign up form there. It says join the newsletter. It's in a big yellow box. Just give us your email. We're not going to spam you. We're going to send you fun stuff. We promise.
I like hearing that.
I think that's all I have, Dan.
Should we do a How's Your Marriage newsletter written by our spouses? The top and bottom five things about Ty and Dan.
Yeah. That could
go
be.
Sign up for the newsletter of intent.
My guess is that both would say we're not as funny as we think.
Oh, my God.
Do you have the thing where they tell you that you recycle the same jokes?
So I've made this joke to you and you think it's funny, which might mean that we're a better pair than we are with our spouses. But my webinar goof.
I love the webinar goof.
Jody does not.
No?
And have I done it on the show?
I think you've done it multiple times.
I think I have.
Yeah.
Where
I've done
it too. I get something mildly right. And then I explain to you that you can be as bright as I am by taking my webinar.
Yeah.
Jody is not a fan.
Wow. Really?
Where like I explain something that turns out to be true, I mansplain, Dan-splain something obnoxiously, but it turns out to be true, and then I say, you know, there's more here that I can share knowledge-wise. If you just go to danrubenstein.net, there's my webinar. Right,
you get the free webinar. Yeah,
hates that with a fiery passion.
I like that goof.
Thank
and
you.
I find that she's not wrong when she says that I recycle the same content over and over.
Of
again.
Course,
I just continue to think it's funny, and she does not. That's the issue.
Yeah. Okay. That's
my
reasonable.
Lovely wife, Kate.
Same page.
I love her.
Yeah. I love my wife, Jody. Don't leave us.
Yeah, please don't. This has been our marriage show.
Yeah.
Least our steamy marriage college football show.
Indeed.
Write in. Let us know your thoughts. We will be back. It is our public Q&A episode to do one every month here in the off season. You can find out more about that on the Thursday download, which is coming your way, Dan. You put a call out to folks asking what do you and I continuously get wrong?
Yes. About your team, about any team, about any college football topic, or about any non-college football topic. What do Ty and Dan get annoyingly and consistently wrong on the show?
And be specific, because we get a lot wrong.
So we are going to address this. This is our either mea culpa or double down show.
It'll be fun. For that guy over there, my good friend, Dan Rubenstein, for myself, Ty Hildebrand, we'll talk to you all on Thursday. In the meantime, stay solid.
Peace.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding right your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.